சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
Page 165, verse 49. உபதேச சாஹசிரம்.
விதிதா விதிதாப்யாம் சத் அந்யதேவேதி சாசனாத் பந்த மோக்ஷாதயோ பாவாஹ தத்வதாத்மனி கல்பிதாஹ.
From 38th verse onwards, up to 50th verse, Shankaracharya talking about the nature of self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is possible only when a person understands the nature of the self. Understanding the nature of self takes a lot of time by so many prakriyas from a competent teacher for a length of time. Without that prasthanatraya vichara, one cannot attain self-knowledge, which is self-knowledge is not possible without the knowledge about the self. So atma swarupa jnanam and atma jnanam, both are important. And Acharya want to establish that in these final concluding verses, atma is not an entity to know as an object. It is not knowable. Viditabhyam anyatena. Atma is not an object to know just like any object. The first point is to be entrenched in the mind of a student. The objectification orientation to be dropped. I want to know the Atma. Because knowing the Atma only gives liberation. Therefore, let me know the Atma. That type of orientation has to be dropped. It is very, very difficult. Why it is difficult? Because our mind, intellect, both are accustomed to objectify all the things in the world. That alone we know. That happily we do. Objectification. We need not struggle for that. Therefore, for this Atma also, same pattern we want to take up. But Upanishad comes and tells, Viditabhyam anyat. Which Atma you want to know is not an object to know. It is different from the knowable object. Viditabhyam anyat. Anyadeva viditat aviditat. Kena Upanishad. Therefore, Shruti Pramanam is there. Kena Upanishad says, that Guru tells the student, never try to know the Atma, it is different from known and unknown. Don't think, when I say it is not knowable, don't come to conclusion that is unknown. It is unknowable. That also, you should not take that idea in your mind. Aviditabhyam api anyat. Viditabhyam means knowable. It is different from all knowables. At the same time, it is different from all unknowable also. Therefore, you cannot say it is unknown also. You cannot say it is known also. What is the paradox here? It is you, the subject, Atma. Vidita, aviditabhyam, anyat means that Anyat eva iti shasanat, Upanishad has said this. Therefore, one has to understand this bandha moksha. Knowing that Atma, seeing that Atma is moksha, people are thinking, I want to get liberation from bondage. I want to get liberation from this bondage. First of all, you don't have bondage. Bandha mokshadayoho bhavaha. All these in Atmani kalpitaha. They are all superimposed upon Atma. Kalpitaha means superimposed. They are not real. Bondage is not real. And liberation is also not real. Seeming bondage, seeming liberation. As though you have got bondage, as though you are liberated. That example in Shastra, there is one example. I told you many times that cow is not tied by that boy, cowherd boy. Next day morning, he didn't do untie that one, but it is not getting up. Then Guru, he went to that Guru, Ashrama Guru, and he said that cow is not getting up at all. Then Guru asked, have you untied that, have you removed that rope? That Shishya said, I have not tied that rope. That's why I have not untied. There is no necessity of untying because I have not tied. Then Guru said, no, every day you are tying and every day you are untying. That means you are tying the cow with a rope. Next day you are removing the rope. This is the habit of the rope. It is the habit of the cow. So cow has got such an orientation in the mind. It is thinking that I am tied, I am tied, I am tied. And is waiting for that person to come and to remove that rope. So he has to act. Then Guru said, you do one thing. Go and act as though you are untying. Go near the cow and do as though you are untying. He did like that. Immediately that cow got up and just walking. Like that we are all having that orientation. I have birth, I have death, I have old age, I have disease. All these are problems. I want to be liberated from this samsara chakram. This samsara chakram, using the pramana and seeing the prameyam, no problem, really speaking. Using the pramanas, sense organs, mind, etc. And looking at all objects, it's not samsara. There is no problem at all. You can happily use your sense organs, you can happily see the world, prameyam, the objective world. But where is samsarana? Identifying with that pramanams, sense organs, mind, intellect, and developing attachment with that prameyam object, that is called samsara. Therefore, you drop that. You need a drop interaction. You need not drop interaction with the world, but you drop the identity with the body-mind complex and attachment with the worldly object. Aham mama tyagaha eva mokshaha. Therefore, bandha, mokshadayaha, bhavaha, this type of notion, bhavaha means all these objects, entire universe, body, mind, relations, everything, tadvat atmani kalpitaha, they are all superimposed. Tadvat means above said examples, sun example, that is Surya example, the sarpa example, fire example, magnet example, all you remember these examples in the last class we saw. So all these, just as in the examples you have superimposed that objective activity, object activities upon the subject. Tadvat, here also, atmani bandha kalpitaha, mokshaha api kalpitaha. I was bound. After coming to Swamini class, I am liberated. Kalpitaha. up to here we saw in the last class. Now we will read 50th verse.
Na ho ratre yatha surye, prabharupa visheshatah, moharupa visheshanam, bodha bodhau tathatmani.
Yatha, just as surye. Surya means the sun. Who is sun? What type of sun? Prabharupa visheshataha. The sun who is of the nature of prabharupam, illumination, the light, the brightness. Sun is light itself, prabharupam. Sun is different, light is different, you cannot say. Prabharupa means is of the nature of light. Sun is equal to light. Light is equal to sun. So prabharupa visheshataha, with that significance. Vishesha means this is the uniqueness of that sun. In on that sun, na ahaha na ratri na. Aho ratri, because it is dual, day and night. Both are not there. Is there night and day in sun? Na ahaha, ahaha means daytime. Ratri means night. No, they are not there because it's not possible. The sun happens to be of the nature of light. But day and night are not possible in the sun. Similarly, this is drishtanta. Similarly, come to dashtanta. Bodharupa visheshat na bodha bodhau tatha atmani. Very simple. You see how beautiful. Tatha, in the same manner. In the same manner means what manner? Just as in the sun there is no day and night, similarly, in the same way, atmani, in this atma, the self. What type of atma here? There Surya is Prakasha Rupa. Here Atma is Bodha Rupa Visheshat. Since Atma is of the nature of knowledge, Bodha means knowledge. Knowledge means consciousness. Another name for Bodha is consciousness, Chaitanyam Ityarthaha. Bodha Rupa. Bodha Rupa Visheshat, because of this reason, Atma is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, Bodha Abodhau Na Taha. Bodha means knowledge. Abodha means ignorance. Ignorance and knowledge both are not possible in Atma. Knowledge means relative knowledge. Ignorance and knowledge both are not possible. Both cannot exist in Atma. Really, ignorance and knowledge, Vishesha Jnana, this knowledge, that knowledge, and ignorance of this and that, all are evident because of consciousness. In that Atma, you cannot talk sometimes knowledge, sometimes ignorance. Ignorance and knowledge both are evident because of consciousness. For this, I used to give an example. I hope you remember that. On solar eclipse day, we say sun is not evident. Sun is not appearing. On that grahanam time, really speaking, that Rahu Ketu cannot cover the sun. Even that patch of darkness, the Rahu Ketu are appearing because of sun. Today grahanam, let me take bath, we think Tava Suryan disappeared. Surya has not disappeared. Surya helped that Rahu to appear. Otherwise, how can you see that Rahu Ketu? See, funny here, no? Total funny. If you think, it is very, very interesting. because of which sun the patch of darkness is evident. Otherwise, how can you see that? The darkness, full eclipse, half eclipse, eclipse in that. Full avadhi, half avadhi. How can Rahu can cover the sun? Because of sun is Rahu is appearing. Like that, Bodha and Abodha cannot be there in consciousness. Consciousness is like a Suryaha. Because of Surya like consciousness, ignorance and knowledge both are appearing, manifesting. Okay. Very, very important shloka. So therefore, what is the bottom line with this previous, with this 50th verse, he concludes, never try to know the Atma. Never try to know Atma or never try to experience the Atma. Never try to experience the Atma. Next shloka, 51.
Yathoktam brahma yo veda hanopadanavarjitam yathoktena vidhanena sa satyam naiva jayate.
Brahman is without any attributes. That is why you cannot see it as an object. Condition free Brahman. That happens to be you yourself. Sat Tvam Asi. Look into the shloka. Hana Upadana Varjitam Yatha Uktam. One should understand this Brahman as said above. Shankaracharya requesting all Upadesa Sahasri students, may you all understand in this manner, yatha uktam, yaha brahma veda. Whoever knows this Brahman as hana upadana varjitam. Hana upadana means risk grasping. Brahman can be grasped. Hanam means leaving. Upadana means taking. Hana Upadana. In Lalita Sahasranama also, Hano Upadana Varjita. So you cannot leave it, you cannot drop, you cannot take it. We know only two things. Either we can take or we can drop. Don't try with regard to Atma. This don't try. In Tamil, what they say, kollavum mudiyadu, thallavum mudiyadu ennu solluva. Adhu madhiri, in railway station, sometimes you go to receive some people, sometimes you go to drop the people in the station. So you are not received by anyone, you are not dropped by anyone. When you go to station, isn't it? Either you drop people or you receive the people. You are out of dropping and receiving. Hanam means dropping. Receiving means upadanam. Are you free from hana upadana? As a receiver, you are receiving, you are not going. That is, you are free from that. Hana upadana. Yathoktena vidhanena, Brahman is free from hana upadanam. Brahman is free from hana upadanam. Yaha brahma veda, whoever knows that Brahman. Therefore, there is no, in another words, actual meaning of the hana means rejection, rejecting. Rejecting is not possible. Upadana means taking or accepting. Acceptance is not possible. That is why you can never reject yourself. You can never accept yourself. You can accept everything in the world or you can reject everything in the world, any person or object. Fortunately, that is not possible with regard to yourself. You cannot accept yourself, you cannot reject yourself. That's why you love yourself. That is the fact. Yatha ukte yadhoktena vidhanena. Now you see vidhanam. Brahman has to be understood as yourself, as the subject. Claim that I am Brahman. I am pure consciousness. Similarly, yatha ukta vidhanena, the same manner, vidhanam, the process, the paddhati, the methodology. Vidhanam means methodology. That methodology, vidhanena, whoever knows, yaha brahma veda saha, naiva jayate, that person will never born. That person will never born. Naiva jayate. Once you say naiva jayate, never born, means it is supplied, all other vikaras are also not there. Jayate, asti, vartate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyate. All are also, you are negating. Once you negate one vikara, birth is the one type of vikara. It is as good as negating all other five vikaras. Na jayate means asti, vartate, pranamate, apakshiyate, vinashyate, care of tattva bodha. All are negated. You have to supply all of them. Na jayate means you will never die. No old age, no disease, no declension, no growth, no change at all. Nirvikaraha. Na jayate. Satyam. This is the truth. What I am saying is the truth. The only truth. The truth, the only truth, satyam, this is the truth. He is no more born, this is the truth. In this manner, as above said, who the description of Atma and the description of Atma Jnanam methodology, the description of Atma one has to know, and the description of that Atma Jnanam Paddhati, Vidhanam also one should know properly. Then he will never have rebirth at all. And he understands there is no birth at all. Where is the question of rebirth? Next verse. 52, page 166.
Patito naiva shaknuyat ita uddhartum atmanam jnanadanyena kenachit.
Shankaracharya winding up. Janma mrityu pravaheshu patitaha jnanat annena kenachit itaha uddhartum atmanam uddhartum naiva shaknuyat. He want to establish any amount of karma, rituals will not give liberation, will not give freedom to you, will not remove your sorrow, insecurity, limitation. Only jnanam. Jnanat evatu kaivalyam. Nanyah pantha ayanaya vidyate. Ayanaya, for this knowledge, for this moksha, there is no any other method, no other marga. Takkani rajamargam. Rajavidya rajaguhyam. Mrityu janma mrityu pravaheshu. This is a pravaha, flow continuously. Birth, death, birth, death, birth, death. Pravaha means flow. In this birth and death pravaha, itaha, from this, itaha, second line is there. Itaha janma mrutya pravaheshu patitaha, the one who has fallen within this, the grip of birth and death. Samitam vidvan amrita ihavavati nanyah pantha. Starts, mantra starts from there. So, who has fallen in the cycle of birth and death, patitaha, ஜானாதன்யேன, வித்தவுட் செல்ஃப் நாலேஜ், வித்தவுட் ஜான யோக, ஸ்ரவண மனன நிதித்தியாசனம் வினா, ஜான யோகா அந்நேன, ஜானாதன்யேன மீன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் ஜானம், கேனசித் பை எனி மீன்ஸ் பை எனி மெத்தட், உத்தர்த்தும் ஆத்மானம், உத்தர்த்தும் ஆத்மானம் மீன்ஸ் ஜீவாத்மானம், த இண்டிவிஜுவல், த இண்டிவிஜுவல் கெனாட் பி அப்லிஃப்டெட், உத்தர்த்தும் மீன்ஸ் கெனாட் பி அப்லிஃப்டெட், உத்தர்த்தும் நைவ சக்னு, நாட் அட் ஆல் பாசிபிள். தேர்ஃபோர் சமத்த கிளாஸ் போய் உட்கார் படி, டோன்ட் வேஸ்ட் யுவர் டைம் இன் திஸ் கர்மகாண்ட. வாட் எவர் யூ ஹாவ் டன் வித் தட், யூ ரிஃபைன் யுவர் மைண்ட் அண்ட் கோ டு த கிளாஸ். இஃப் இட் ஆல் யூ வாண்ட் டு டூ, டூ, பட் கோ டு த கிளாஸ், தென் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஒன் டே தீஸ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், கர்மகாண்ட அண்ட் ஆல் கீப்ஸ் யூ அண்டர் லிமிடேஷன் ஓன்லி, இன்செக்யூரிட்டி அண்ட் மோர் ஃபியர். பிராயசித்த கர்மா யூ கோ ஆன் டூயிங், இட் கீப்ஸ் யூ ஆல்வேஸ் அண்டர் ஃபியர், இன்செக்யூரிட்டி. There is no limitation for that. That is why you need not stop all rituals. Keep some rituals, some type of karma yoga practice and all upasana, and study shastra. You yourself understand the role of jnanam, the role of karma, the role of upasana, you understand clearly. That's why initially the students, we ask them to continue. Once you get knowledge, see, automatically they drop from you. You need not drop. Yeah. The karma upasana, they will drop from you. We are taking leave, they say, and go away. Because there is no use of karma and upasana for you, because you are self-shining Atma Swarupam, you have recognized. They themselves drop. That's what we say in our Shastra also. Any karma, you yourself come out of that urvaru kamima bandhanat, like a cucumber stem. Once you are ripened, automatically that, like cucumber ripened, detached from the stem. Like that, here also you are free. Without jnanam it is not possible. So Acharya emphasized that jnanam alone is the solution. Next, this is not my statement. He says always Acharya wants to cover it with armor, Shruti armor. He quotes Mundakopanishad mantra, recently we saw 228 mantra, recently only. There is no much gap to forget also. In Saturday class only we saw, we'll read that mantra, but Acharya changes the last second line two words. விஜயதே ஹ்ருதய க்ரந்திஹி சித்யந்தே சர்வ சம்சயாஹ க்ஷீயந்தே சாஸ்ய கர்மாணி தஸ்மின் த்ருஷ்ட இதி ஸ்ருதே. இந்த முண்டக மந்திராம் தஸ்மின் திருஷ்டே பராவரே இஸ் ஆச்சாரியா சேஞ்ச் த வேர்ட். வித்யதே ஹ்ருதய க்ரந்தி, தி ஃபலம், த ரிசல்ட், ஃபலஸ்துதி. திஸ் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் த ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் ஸ்டடியிங் திஸ் சாஸ்திர ஆர் உபதேச சாஹசிரம், உபனிஷத், பகவத்கீதா, வாட் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட்? வித்யதே ஹ்ருதய க்ரந்தி, த நாட்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ஹார்ட், the knot is no more there, vidyate, destroyed. Hridaya granthihi means the ignorance, self-ignorance, which is there in your heart, in your mind, antahkaranam. Atma ajnanam is destroyed. Vidyate hridaya granthihi. Knots means here, knotty knot, K-N-O-T knot, the mudich, and the knot will be removed. Ajnanam, avidya, ajnanam is the knot, which is the cause for all confusions and delusions. They are destroyed. Ignorance is destroyed. Not only that, chidyante sarva samshayaha, second prayojanam, the result, benefit is சர்வசம்சயாக சித்யந்தே. All doubts are removed. Our doubts will go away. Chidyante. They are all removed. Samshaya, doubts about jiva, doubts about oneself. Kastvam koham kuta ayataha kame janani kome tataha. Where from I am coming? Where am I going? How I am born? Who is my father? Who is my mother? What is my real nature? All these doubts can be resolved. Doubts regarding Ishvara. Who is this God? Who am I worshipping? Where is he? What is his nature? That also you get the knowledge about Ishvara. Then what about this world? Who is this Surya, Chandra, mountain, rivers? What are all these things in front of me? What is this dengue mosquito? Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. Therefore, jiva, vishaya, samshaya, and ishvara vishaya, jagat vishaya, doubts all will go away. Doubts regarding world, doubts regarding ishvara, doubts regarding individual, oneself, can be destroyed. Not only that, chiyante asya karmani, third benefit. All his karmas, sanchita karma, agami karma, and prarabdha karma also. For worldly people, they think jnani is exhausting his prarabdha. But really speaking, from the jnani standpoint, prarabdha also is false. Therefore, asya karma ani kshiyante. Which karmas are the cause for birth, they are all gone for good. Tasmin drishte. Drishte, because of sandhi rule, it is drishta iti is there. Drishte sati. Tasmin means paravare drishte sati. Once you understand that paraprakriti aksharam brahma, care of Mundaka Upanishad, aksharam brahma, if you understand, tasmin drishte, iti shrutehe, Mundaka Upanishad shrutehe, since the support of the shruti is there, beautifully shruti gives all these benefits, one will get whoever attend Upadesha Sahasri class. Not all people, whoever attend yatha uktam yathokta vidhanena yaha viduhu brahma. Whoever knows Brahman as one's own nature, they will get all these three benefits. Now the last and final shloka.
Mamahamitki dadapohya sarvatah. Mamahamitki dadapohya sarvatah. Vimukta deham padamam varopamam. Sudrushta shastranumitibhya iritam. Shastranumitibhya iritam. Vimuchyate smin yadi nischito narah. Yadi narah nischitah. Finally, Shankaracharya is telling, if, yadi, if, narah, narah means a person, the mumukshu, the Vedantic seeker, narah, purushaha, nischitaha, nischaya jnanavan bhavati, nischaya jnanavan bhavati. When he understands, go to the first line, vimukta deham, when he understands that atma which is free from bodies, sthula shariram, rahitaha, atma ahamasmi, Sukshma Sharira Rahitaha Atma Ahamasmi, Karana Sharira Rahitaha Atma Ahamasmi. Whoever recognizes I am Sharira Praya Vilakshanaha, Vimukta Deham, Padam means Brahman. Whoever recognizes that Brahman as oneself, who is free from all the three bodies, how can we say I am free from the body? 80 kg, 70 kg body, isn't it? And mind, sense organs, how can you say?
they are all only kalpitam. Like that you have to understand. They are not real in spite of that association, as though associated. Vimukta deham padam. That is why he says amborupamam. Amborupamam means in compared to. Upama means what? Compared to. Like ambar. Ambarupam means space. Ambara means literal meaning is akasha. Akasha means space here. Ambarupamam, just like the space. How one has to understand? Mama aham iti etad apohya sarvataha. What is real knowledge? Atmajnanam means what? Mama is mine, aham, I. These two, ahankara and mamakara, apohya. One has to negate, falsify. One has to remove this apoha, misconception. The fundamental misconception is this. I am the body, mind. Dehabhimana is the fundamental misconception. First ahankara comes, then mamakara comes. Aham mama iti etat apohya sarvataha. From all sides, sarvataha means what? Under all occasions, at all places, sarvataha. How to remove this notion, misconception? That is possible only sudrushta, sudrushta shastra anumitibhyaha iritam. This is possible, shastra says, this is possible only by iritam. I have already said in this 15th chapter, iritam. Shankaracharya says, iritam. What I said, uktam ityarthaha. Iritam, uktam, or pratipaditam. I have already established that is possible only by sudrishta shastra. Once you study shastra methodically, sudrishta, well interpreted ityarthaha. Well interpreted shastra, anumatibhyaha, with reasoning, with proper logic. Ahankara, mamakara itself is the biggest obstacle. Therefore, you have to knock off that. You have to falsify. Drop the ego first. Aham, mama, ego, you have to drop. To own up Atman nature. The Brahma Sutra Visa Avirodhadhyaya. Full and full analysis, tarka. Anumiti means here, tarka. Shastra is one eye and logic is another eye. These are two eyes. Kevala tarka is used, you are one-eyed person. Shastra and tarka both are mutually help us to understand with reasoning also. Sudrishta with proper interpretation, with shastra. Shastra means prasthanatrayam, prakarana grandhas, anumitibhyaha, iritam, saha, naraha, vimuchyate. That person is freed, vimuchyate. He is liberated. Sarvataha, mamahamiti apohya, sarvataha, vimuchyate. He is free from that. That's why study shastra systematically for a length of time. Untiringly. You want to spend time, quality mind is required, means you have to reduce the port, positions, obligations, transactions, and interactions with the world, relations. All this you have to reduce. You need not stop totally. Reduce. And you get quality time, quality mind for study. But people don't listen that much easily. And they spend lot of time in anatma and very little time for shastram. And benefit also they want fully. How is it possible? Yumma durasha, you know. Give more time to shastra. I am giving more time to Swamilina. Are you giving quality mind? Quality time. Giving time, quantity is not the question. Quality time.
quality mind, both are important. Therefore, Acharya gives a guarantee card. You have to make use of it. With this 15th chapter over, now I'll give you the summary. This chapter is known as Nanyat Anyat Prakaranam. Na Anyat Anyat Bhavati. Nanyat Anyat Prakaranam means one thing cannot become another. One thing cannot become another means, which means mortal can never become immortal, finite can never become infinite. So, knowingly or unknowingly, we are all working for that infinite, immortality. But illegitimately we are desiring for that, illegitimately we are working for that. We have to work legitimately. Legitimately means what? That immortality and that infinitude is your nature already. Once you come to Shastra, Guru reminds you that by teaching. This is the first introductory verses, 1, 2, 3. Then 5th verse to 8th verse. That's why you need not struggle, really speaking. How to lead a peaceful, happy life now? Where is the clue? Shastra gives the clue. Simple. Very, very simple. Intelligent people come to Shastra. Unintelligent people never make use of Shastra and Guru. Intelligent like you all make use of Shastra and Guru nicely, get the benefit, peace of mind, peaceful life, happy life, secure life, you will get. Now let us see the essence of this chapter. First, these 5, 6, 7, 8, all these verses, significance of sannyasa. Acharya brings out, any amount of karma cannot give moksha knowledge. Any amount of karma gives only anitya phalam. Karma prepares you for knowledge, but karma cannot give you knowledge. Slowly that same karma which you have taken for sadhana, that obstructs you later. That's why mature enough, grow gracefully in karma and ready to drop. Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedam ayad. This is the essence. Kyage naike amrutatva manashu. Never go for karma, karma, doing this ritual, that ritual, so many things. Wasting lot of time throughout life. Go on washing the plate. What is the use? Wash the plate and nicely take nice dishes, food, happily enjoy in that plate. Karma yoga is like washing the plate. And jnana yoga is eating nice paisam, sweets, so many bhakshan, everything. Some people are gone washing, washing, washing with hungry stomach. Hungry stomach and ennardham, sorrow, insecurity, all away irukku. Okay. Now from 9th verse onward up to 37th verse, Atma Swarupa Nishchayaha, ascertainment of the nature of Atma. What is Atman nature? He gave so many descriptions of Atma. Number one, Deha Trayas Vilakshanaha or Vetirikta Atma. Atma is Deha Vetirikta. Deha Traya Vetiriktavan Atma Aham. Aham mani puttukunnam every time. Atma is free from three bodies. Apdi chollinde irundanna, go on and on like that. Aham, I am free from three bodies. This is the definition of Atman, which is myself only. Next definition is Avasthatraya Vyatiriktaha Jagrat Svapna Sushuptishu Sputataraya Samvit Vijrumbhate. I am Samvit. In that Samvit, Atma, Sat, Chit, Jagrat, Svapna, Sushupti, all are appearing and disappearing. You are in Huchi Avastha now, Jagrat Avastha, Jagrataya Irungo, Jagrat Avastha. Avasthatraya Vilakshanaha Vitiriktaha Aham. Number 3, Ekaha, I am non-dual. I, the Atma alone, am everywhere, pervading in everything, in and out. Not only that, I am Nityaha, Aham Nityaha, eternal. Number 5, I am Sarvagataha, all pervading. These are all points to do Nididhyasana. All pervading I am. Number 6, Shuddhaha, pure consciousness. Impurity cannot touch me at all. Shuddhaha. Number 7, Swayam Prakashaha Aham. I am self-luminous, self-shining, self-evident consciousness Aham. Number 8, Shantaha. I am ever tranquil nature in spite of stress in the mind. Mind has got a stress problem, but I watch the stress in the mind. I am Shantaha, Shantam Shivam Advaitam. 9th description is Nirgunaha, without any attributes. I don't have any Sattva Guna, Rajo Guna, Tamo Guna, either any other gunas, emotions, all positive or negative, all of them are not there. Number 10, 10th description is Nishkalaha, without any parts, without hand, apani, apadam, Nishkalaha, Nishkriyaha, 11th description, I am without any action, Nishkriyaha, Karmanya karmaya paschet, Akarmani cha karmayaha sabuddhiman manushyeshu. I am akarta atma, nishkriyaha. 12th feature is nirbhayaha, I am fearless. Fear is a type of emotion happening in the mind. I am free from fear. Then 13th feature is nirvikaraha, I am changeless, without any change. Shadvikara rahitaha ityarthaha, I am free from 6 modifications. Then nirupakhyaha, last and final one. Nirupakhyaha means not describable, indescribable. What is my struggle now? I am of this nature. My struggle is only to remove the misconception about myself. Wrong notion about myself I have to remove. That orientation has to be dropped, wrong orientation. Then 38 to 50th verse, important portion, the nature of Atma Jnanam. Atma is not knowable, Atma is not unknowable also. Na Jneyaha, na Ajneyaha. Not the knower also. It is not the knower also. Jnata is only incidental. The knowerhood is pramatrutvam, is only incidental, given to me the Atma. The 51 to 54 final benefit of knowledge, importance of knowledge. Jnanam alone is the means of knowledge. Knowledge alone gives moksha. All other sadhanas are only as a supportive for sadhana. They are not main, they are only supportive. Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, all of them. Therefore what? Who am I now? Aham Brahma Asmi. With this, I conclude Nanyadanyat Prakaranam, the 15th chapter of Upadesha Sahasri. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.